Hello and welcome to Startups Mantra OPC Private Limited podcast. In the earlier session, we had talked about market sizing and segmenting, target segmenting. And in this session, we are going to cover how to analyze the environment of the market and how to have a competitive advantage. Well, environmental analysis is an important tool that helps the startup's decision-making process and also helps foresee the organization's future. Understanding the industry helps you understand the competitive advantage also you have. So there are various factors which one needs to look at while analyzing the environment. You might have an amazing startup idea. You might have a great vision, but for it to be a success, the environment must be suitable. It is important for you to know whether the opportunity is a substantial one, and for that, you would have to analyze the environment. In order to analyze the environment, you need to understand certain factors like demographic factors, where your startup is located, where your customers are. Technological factors like what technology are your startups using, what are the apps you are going to make, how customers are reacting to the technology which you provide to them for your services. Sociocultural factors are also important for a startup, where you belong to, which country you origin from, what are your customers. Cultural backgrounds or socioeconomic backgrounds. The economic factors also take into account, like it depends on what is the cost per unit of product or per service, per unit of customer you are going to incur, how the country's economy is, what are the inflation levels, what is the GDP, what is the budget allocated by the country towards your industry. There are some political legal factors also which you have to take into account while analyzing the environment for your startup, such as whether it is a free economy, whether it is a communist-based country, whether it is a democracy or a dictatorship. So there are certain legal factors also which are important, such as what is the type of the entity you are establishing there in your country. Is it a legally recognized country? What are the trade norms? What are the other factors which legally can affect your startup operating in that particular region, even if it is within a country or in that particular state or a country which you are located? So as the industry consists of group of sellers, suppliers, competition and substitutes also, you should also understand the industry along with the environment in which you are going to operate as a startup. To be able to assess the attractiveness of an industry you are in or trying to be in, it is ideal to use a certain framework. It is very important to get a good understanding of whether the industry you are targeting is attractive or not. There are five forces in a competitive model which can help you to understand the nature of competition within your industry. Hence, it is used to analyze the industry you operate in. It provides a good, simple and yet powerful framework for developing an understanding of the competitive forces of your industry in the startup in which you operate. The first of the five forces is the threat of entry. It is like the ease with which the new competitors can enter a business. If there is an already existing business in which you want to enter and there is a threat of entry with regards to the price or the competition, it might be difficult for your startup to get into the market and the industries. Next is the buyer's power, the strength of the buyers to command tough terms for an industry. The pricing and the demand of the product will depend on how much the buyers are willing or able or has the capacity to buy your product or your service at a particular point of time at a particular price. The supplier's power is also equally important. and the strength of the supplier is to squeeze the margin out of the industry. The price at which they are providing the quality provided again is dependent on the supplier's powers. There is a threat of substitutes also. It might be possible that the product or service which your startup is providing or is planning to provide can be easily be substituted by another product or service of a competitor. Again, the last of the five forces which must be analyzed in depth for understanding the industry is a competitive rivalry. The extent to which the firms within an industry put pressure on one another, it might be due to trade terms or it might be due to certain competitive pricing measures. So after understanding the five forces which will help you to build a competitive advantage, you can have a competitive advantage after considering the five forces of the industry on the basis of these. The first is the proprietary elements. You might have a partnership with someone who is already having a high status in the market or the industry. You can have a partnership or a collaboration with an existing giant in the market. Superior organizational processes. The processes also can have a competitive advantage over your rivals with which you are operating for servicing your client or manufacturing a product. There can be a totally different business model which you are providing to the market, even though there are certain substitutes or competitive rivalries. Your business with network effects. The business so can have a network effect and it can gain a competitive advantage over others. So these are some of the competitive advantages which your startup can have. So to summarize, you have to analyze the environment, be it a demographic, be it a technological, socio-cultural, economic or political legal environment. You also have to analyze the industry for analyzing this. You have to use the five forces, which are threat of entries, buyer powers, suppliers powers, threat of substitutes and competitive rivalries. Your competitive advantages can be on basically on the four pillars, that is the proprietary element can be a competitive advantage. You can be superior in your processes. You can totally pitch down your startup with a different business model, and you can have a business with network effects. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon with different other podcasters related to startups. Thank you very much. Have a great day ahead and keep listening to our podcast. Have a nice day.